Welcome to Spitalfields Music's What Next podcast series. Throughout our summer festival, we're asking the question, what next? Today, Tom Chivers, a journalist, producer and Spitalfields Music audience member, talks about what next for audiences and social media.
My work as an independent arts producer started at around the time that MySpace was really big, and I was promoting music and spoken word gigs in East London, and in particular at the Spitz, which was an old venue in Spitalfields Market, now closed. And the success that I had with those gigs and with the early years of my business was absolutely predicated on being able to use MySpace to connect with audiences. And even though MySpace is now not very popular at all and hardly anyone uses it, there have been other things that have come and replaced MySpace as a means of connecting directly with audiences. So Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and all of the other social platforms that come up. And for myself as an arts producer, it's allowed me to sidestep some of the barriers to promoting and producing successfully. I have no training, I have no money, I have no sort of established background in it. So for me, being able to speak directly with audiences and connecting them with the work by speaking to them has been absolutely instrumental. I think there's a great opportunity for social platforms to allow audiences to have a stake in the work. And it's really important for artists as well. When I come to arts events, if I enjoy the event and if I know the Twitter handle of the performer or the company, I'll always try to write a short tweet. And it's partly because I know that these things make a difference and they make people feel better about the work and more confident about the work. So, you know, whether it's an early career spoken word artist doing a show or whether it's the 16 singing in Christchurch Spitalfields, I'll always do a tweet saying, you know, that was a great evening. And, you know, I think it's really important because these messages do get back to artists. It can give people a great deal of confidence. I think for me, Twitter really, I kind of cracked Twitter and why it was useful when I did a project last year and the year before, actually, with the climate change organisation Cape Farewell. And I was making a series of explorations into the landscape, the lost landscape of London. And so I used Twitter to connect with other people who were interested in things like alternative geographies, exploring urban space. And these were all fields that I was really not familiar with. And Twitter enabled me to connect because I was putting messages out and then I was responding to other people who were putting messages out on a similar theme. And we started to have conversations. And I now feel like I have something, I'm part of something of a temporary, precarious community of people sharing information on Twitter around a particular set of subjects. So I found that very, very helpful. I think one of the big problems with social media, one of the results of this democratization of media and culture, is that although everyone can have a voice, who do you listen to? Which voices are worth listening to and which ones are not? And I don't think we've really got to a stage where there are adequate filters to work that out, other than just using your own instincts. So that's really what I do. I have, you know, there are lots of people that I follow on Twitter, but of course I'm following them for all sorts of different reasons. In terms of how I find my way through the cultural landscape and decide, you know, what I want to go and see and what I want to engage with, there really isn't, at the moment, I think, a substitute for just flicking through and letting those people whose tweets have interested you previously catch your eye. So it's very much a kind of informal, instinctive way of navigating that social media terrain. I think one thing that is really important is when an organisation, particularly a big organisation, does engage with you as an individual audience member. One thing I do remember is that when I tweet Spitalfields Festival things, because I often go to the festival as a local resident, they very often, somebody will respond. Maybe not immediately, maybe in a day or so, but they will respond, even if it's just, thanks, really glad you could come or whatever. And it kind of makes you feel like you are in some kind of conversation and you're not just responding to a ticket sales robot. It's an interesting idea that audiences might have more power in shaping the programme because they're connected via social media. I don't really see that as the only viable option. I think that may exist as a kind of experiment, but artists have always led, and I think they should always lead. And as a producer, my role is to allow them to lead their own projects. It's not necessarily to be a kind of dictator in that sense. And I don't think audiences want that either. In fact, my only experience in doing work that is maybe more sort of crowdsourced or more collaborative, one of the very common responses from audiences is actually they want to engage with the artist's work. They don't necessarily always want to have this collaborative role. In terms of kind of predicting and looking ahead, I think that all the social media tools change so quickly that if you want to stay ahead of the game, you really have to be signing up to the latest thing before it's even been launched. So we're always following this new technology, and I don't think we're always sure how effective it is. It's very hard. You can do it, but it's very hard to keep a track of buzz on Twitter or buzz on Facebook and whether it's actually affecting the audiences who come and engage with the work in real life. I suspect that there may be a slight backlash, not a backlash, but a response to social media in people wanting to hear through word of mouth, through maybe opportunities to engage with people on the street, in the real world, in the space of the city, so that we're not just communicating over the wires, but we're also communicating face-to-face.
That was Tom Chivers with his thoughts on what next for audiences and social media. Tomorrow, Jesse Marion Davis, a music leader with Spitalfields Music, tackles what next. During our summer festival, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk or subscribe to the series on iTunes.